You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show, the Sunday version. The world is falling apart quickly. There's lots going on. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff here on the show today. I hope you all are doing well. I'm going to jump right into it, getting into the Squawk.com, spelled S-Q-A-U-K.com. It's a corporatized spelling, S-Q-A-U-K.com, the greatest news publication on the planet. We'll take a look at this. And Telegram CEO Pavel Durov arrested in France amid allegations of blackmail for backdoor access. Billionaire tech mogul Pavel Durov, the founder and CEO of Telegram, has reportedly been arrested by French authorities, and this has sparked a global outcry with allegations that authorities are pressuring him to access users' private messages. Pavel Durov, the enigmatic billionaire and influential figure in the tech industry behind the widely popular messaging app Telegram, was arrested in France earlier this week in a shocking turn of events. The arrest has sparked intense controversy and speculation, particularly regarding the motives behind his detainment. According to sources close to the matter, French authorities allegedly used Durov's arrest as a leverage to force him into providing a backdoor into Telegram's highly secure messaging platform. This move has raised serious concerns about privacy rights and government overreach, as Telegram is known for its strong stance on user privacy and encrypted communications. If a backdoor were implemented, it could compromise the security of all Telegram users, allowing unauthorized access to their private conversations and data. The news of Durov's arrest, reported first by Zero Hedge, with further confirmation coming from a post by Kim.com on X. .com, a well-known internet entrepreneur and privacy advocate, suggested that Durov's arrest is part of a broader campaign by governments to weaken encryption and gain access to users' data. In his post, .com stated Western intelligence services want to access Telegram's private messages. According to French media, Durov may face 20 years in jail if he doesn't cooperate. I was texting back and forth with Kim.com the other day, but this the implications of the situation are profound, and Telegram's influence extends to over 500 million users worldwide who relay the platform for secure communication. The app's end-to-end encryption has made it a favorite among those who prioritize privacy, including journalists, activists, and individuals living under repressive regimes. Durov has consistently resisted government pressure to compromise user privacy, famously stating that privacy is not for sale. The French government has not officially confirmed Durov's arrest. Few details are available. Nonetheless, the incident has already led to calls from global protests and renewed emphasis on the significance of encryption and safeguarding of personal freedoms. So that's what's going on with that. And then there's also guys, a cyber attack has crippled the port of Seattle SeaTac International Airport, sparking widespread disruption on Saturday. A sophisticated cyber attack on Saturday caused a sudden halt in critical services at both the port of Seattle and Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, SeaTac, plunging the region into a state of shock and chaos. The incident led to canceled flights, significant delays, and disruptions to global trade operations, sending shockwaves through the Pacific Northwest. On Saturday morning, the Port of Seattle and SeaTac International Airport's critical digital infrastructure was compromised in a highly coordinated cyber attack, which authorities are keeping tight-lipped about. The attack started in the early hours and targeted the interconnected systems managing container logistics at the port flight operations at the airport. During the event, essential services were suddenly stopped at SeaTac. The flight information screens went blank and ticketing and baggage systems stopped working, and communication between the airport's control center and airlines was cut off. As a result, the airport had to stop all flights and new departures. Thousands of travelers were stranded within a few hours, and others experienced delayed flights across the country. We got a picture right here on screen of some of the delays that travelers were experiencing and the chaos due to the cyber attack. Port of Seattle, a key player in the Pacific Northwest economy and 13th largest container port in the United States, was equally devastated. The attack disrupted the port's automated logistical system. So a lot of stuff that we see in these predictive programming movies where there's these ships being hacked and ran into bridges. We had that recent ship actually run into a bridge over there on the East Coast, and it raises questions of how often are these cyber attacks actually occurring, and are authorities doing everything they can to cover up cyber attacks that are potentially going on a regular basis? Now, critical infrastructure remains vulnerable to attacks. Rapid pace of technology advancements combined with the internet's global reach has given cyber attackers and cyber terrorists the upper hand, making it extremely difficult for authorities to prevent attacks before they happen. Cybersecurity experts have been warning that the interconnected nature of modern infrastructure creates opportunities for simultaneous attacks on multiple targets. If a multi-pronged attack were to occur on various U.S. ports and airports, it could lead to catastrophic consequences. If the attacks last a significant amount of time, this could weaken the nation. The U.S. economy heavily relies on smooth functioning of its transportation and logistics sectors, making it particularly vulnerable to disruptions in the flow of goods and people, as we all know. So obviously, this is bad news. The Port of Seattle, they control the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport as well. They're the authority over that. They issued this traveler alert on X, formerly known as Twitter. So there's that. And guys, this flooding is getting out of hand. I did an analysis on it, and it is out of control. Worldwide flooding strikes between 30 degrees and 40 degrees north. A planetary crisis unfolds. Now, this is happening in the Northern Hemisphere. There's major amounts of flooding. Entire cities have been erased underwater. It's no joke. It's been hidden from the public. This is a global crisis. It's unfolding. There are severe floods globally, unprecedented in modern history, ravaging cities and regions between the 30 degrees to 40 degrees north parallels. This is based on my observations and analysis. I'm one of the world's top trends researchers and analysis, and this latitude band, it's spanning the Northern Hemisphere. It's been hit hard from Iran to the United States, Japan to Spain. The scale of the devastation is staggering, yet the global media has largely overlooked this alarming trend. The cities and regions along this latitude band have been very susceptible to severe weather events such as heavy rains, overflowing dams, and rising rivers, causing widespread destruction. Relentless floods in Iran have destroyed ancient cities near the 32nd degree north parallel. In Yemen, coastal areas around the 15th degree north parallel have encountered the worst flooding in living memory. India's heartland, particularly around the 20th parallel, has been devastated by monsoon rains. There's a lot going on. You can clearly see that these cities are submerged. This is Western Europe, Italy, Spain, situated around the 40th parallel. They have experienced significant flooding, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going into some crazy times. We got Spain, everything, and this flood band is shifting, ladies and gentlemen, to a point of which the current flood zone concentrated around the 30 to 40 degree north parallels is not static. It's expected to shift, in my opinion, and expand, potentially affecting areas outside the zone. These areas could face comparable or even more severe flooding as this crisis escalates. Now, this is based on Planet X, the Nemesis system, moving in. It's going to wreak havoc. It's just now moving into range. It's been moving in for decades. Things are going to get worse. It's now snowing in California, which I predicted last week, and now it has happened. As one of the world's top trends analysts, I definitely called that one right on the nail. I hit the nail right on the head. Significant flooding out of California as well. And in China, we're seeing yearly amounts of rainfall daily now as the crisis ramps up. We can see some of these flooding events right here on screen. And just take a look at some of these weather events that people are experiencing worldwide, virtually. Entire cities underwater. Hundreds of people rescued and trapped. The Havasupai Falls, the Grand Canyon. This is also in China. People just wiped out in the Middle East. Entire roadways turned to rivers. Everything is completely underwater, like water world, and they're not telling you. Even parts of the United States are starting to get hit. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to prepare and get ready. If you're a prepper, now's the time to also get right with God. Because unfortunately, time is running out and our time on the planet is very limited. These are scenes in other parts of the world. This will be Los Angeles in the coming weeks. This is what we're going to be dealing with. Entire cities underwater. Ladies and gentlemen, please make donations. I need money to keep everything going. I'm always negative. Literally over $1,000 a month that family is nice enough to kick in. But I mean, my family can't do that anymore. So pretty soon I'm just going to be shutting all this off. Thanks to everyone who has contributed this month. I definitely need more funding. There's a link in the description. I'm one of the only guys covering this in detail. Look at this. The entire world is in peril. We're doomed and no one is telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in Moab, Utah. Ladies and gentlemen, they are not telling you about what's going on in the entire Middle East right now. Everything has turned into a giant ocean. The world is disappearing beneath people's feet. Now, if this guy doesn't stop bailing that bucket, and you know how hard that is to bail, if he stops for four mere seconds, his whole entire house will be overtaken and he will die. He will have to do that for the rest of his life. And what's he going to do when he needs to eat? Think about this. His house will be swept away in hours. He can't keep that up. He'll be swept away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's come down to. Look at this. Child helpless. We need to get this information out. Guys, please send in some money so I can keep all this going, because we have to warn people. This is sad. And this is right in the Havasupai Falls area of the Grand Canyon. There's hundreds of hikers trapped down there. The military's moved in right here in the United States. Things are happening at a rapid rate. Call in. The lines are open. 262-891-0070. 262-891-0070. If you want to chime in on this, I'm going to be getting to this RFK speech here, and then we can analyze what he's talking about. And if RFK, is he going to be the savior? Is he the political savior? Ladies and gentlemen, the entire planet is virtually underwater, and they're not telling you. It's water world. That was a city right there. Now it's gone. Look, there's not a trace. Look, they got robot dogs patrolling the flooded areas. Look at this. Amazing footage from across the world in just the last couple of days. Record amounts of rainfall, and it's coming to the U.S. It's swallowing yachts into whirlpools. Not only yachts, guys, it's swallowing entire parasailers that are attached to yachts. And it's just swallowing them into whirlpools. Look at this. All these wildebeest swallowed up. The entire desert has turned to an ocean. There's nothing in sight but a line of wildebeest for 40 miles. Call in 262-891-0070. 262-891-0070. I'm going to get to this RFK report. Is RFK the savior? That's what a lot of people want to know. I'm going to play this Trump speech.
And they will also conduct a rigorous review of the attack last month. But I tell you, I have never had more people ask me, please, sir, release the documents on the Kennedy assassination. And we're going to do that.
Listen to that crowd.
I also want to salute Bobby's decades of work as an advocate. They're all bought into the left-right paradigm.
They believe this is real. Look.
Millions and millions of Americans who want clean air, clean water, and a healthy nation have concerns about toxins in our environment and pesticides in our food.
Not one thing I ever be done about
That's
it either.
That's why today I'm repeating my
not by
to
RFK,
a panel
not
of
by
top
Trump.
Experts working with Bobby to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic health problems and childhood diseases, including autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and many more. We want every child in America to grow up and to live a long and healthy life. So I just want to ask Bobby to speak for a little while. I'll stand aside. I'm going to stand aside. But I can only tell you, I've known him a long time. We've been a little bit on the opposite side of the equation, but I will say this, he is a brilliant, I still think of him as young, he's not that young. I always call him young, but he's not that young, but he is a phenomenal person, a phenomenal man who loves the people of this country as much as anybody can love the people of this country. So Bobby, please say a few words. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Trump.
Wow, they're going crazy. Look at that. They're bought into this.
A few hours after the assassination attempt at Butler, I got a call from a safe food advocate named Kelly Means, who's been fighting for many years to try to end the corruption at CDC and FDA and USDA. And these institutions, these regulatory agencies, are actually run by the big food processing companies, the big ag and the chemical companies that they're supposed to regulate. And he said to me that he'd been advising me for many years and on my campaign. And he told me that night that he was also advising President Trump. And he asked if I would talk to President Trump. And I said, of course. And about a few minutes later, I got a call from the president. And we talked. We had a very good talk.
This AI tool will take your idea and create a complete design image.
And then he invited me to come see him the next day. And I went to Minneapolis and saw him. We met again a couple of weeks later in Florida. And we talked about, not about the things that separate us, because we don't agree on everything, but on the values and the issues that bind us together. And one of the issues that he talked about was having safe food and ending the chronic disease epidemic.
Chronic.
Our children are now the unhealthiest, sickest children in the world. Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons.
Call-in lines
US
are open.
Policy.
Numbers on the bottom of the screen. Make sure and support the show.
He said he
links
didn't
down
want
below.
Any more $200 billion wars in Ukraine, that we could use that money back here in the United States. And the safest, the best way to build a safe America is to rebuild our industrial base and rebuild the middle class in this country. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
What about the poor people? Oh, they're only going to rebuild the middle class, and poor people and street bums are fucked?
And he told
this
me
is
that
bullshit.
He wanted to end the censorship, because the whole basis of American democracy is the free flow of information. And we know that a government that can silence its opponents has license for any kind of atrocity. And can you think of any time that you can look back in history and say that the people who were censoring were the good guys?
Oh, yeah.
They're all
great. All the censors are perfect. That's crazy. Guys, call in if you want. 262-891-0070. 262-891-0070. From the director of the CEO of Telegram being arrested in France. They're trying to blackmail him for control. They want access to his messages on the platform, to cyber attacks at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, flooding worldwide on between the 30th and 40th parallel primarily. And RFK, the new savior for America. What do you think is going to happen? Does anyone want to chime in on this? And What's up, caller? You're on the air. Who's this?
Your boy, Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, show them how it snowed in California like you predicted last week on X.
Okay.
And then go to my Twitter and show more of the weather. You know what I mean? I mean, it's every day, dude. Every day, my boy. They had snowed in California. And I'm not talking in the mountains. That's what's crazy about it.
Right here. Rare August snow. Graces California's mountains, August 25th, 2024. There's a ad playing. Let's see what happens. It says, look at the snow that just ignored. That's still summer in California. Oh, yeah. So California mountains right here, you know, a little bit of snow, but I said this last week, you know, that all of this is going on basically in a band around the globe. And it makes me wonder, you know, how crazy all this is going to get. But yeah, unusual snowfall in the Sierra Nevada mountains, ladies and gentlemen. Huh. Yeah, you know, things are getting weird quick.
Hey, I can just tell you, I've been seeing the leaves fall off the trees for over a month now. And we're just now towards the end of August here in Missouri.
Right, right. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I think it's going to be an extremely cold winter this winter. If you think about it, and they already had like record-breaking heat this summer. Now we're going to go into a harsh winter. These floods will ramp up through the U.S. Earthquakes, volcanoes will start popping. And once that happens, it's almost game over. Once like a Yellowstone goes.
Hey, we were war gaming. I was thinking about, you know, how we have these, I had said, because we got these little bitty wars going on right now, that they could stop flights, and that would be like a cover story for the weather event that might be happening, or a sky event, either or.
Yep.
Well, I was thinking if we have an asteroid strike or like a major earthquake, they could just blame somebody dropping a nuke. Like they just keep saying nuclear, nuclear. We all know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They'll definitely blame anything on anything. I think the main thing is they don't want people to know this planet's moving in. It's going to start shifting the poles more and more, causing sloshing, causing just like problems. And I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. The tectonic plates are electromagnetic. And a passing of that system starts those plates heating up, and it causes electromagnetic induction, and then that causes induction heating, and it starts melting up through the surface like a fiery hell that's going to break open in cities and just boil out.
Did you see where Massachusetts is volunteering to lock down because of mosquitoes?
Well, there was like clouds of bugs in some cities. It's yeah. Like things are worse than ever.
Yeah, I had asked the chat earlier when you started your show, has anyone seen like the tornadoes of bugs and mosquitoes in the sky? And I'm not talking about the ones from the helicopter. I'm talking about the flying around. People are on the beach. Like, I thought they were black lines in the sky, but those are all bugs. Yeah, they're all like weird. Kind of like when animals started running in circles. Remember when that happened?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of just weird stuff happening. The magnetics or whatever on the planet. the field lines and all that are probably off. The moon probably has something to do with it. I don't know. I think we can expect to see something go on next, like Yellowstone start to activate or the Cascadia fault line.
Any of this stuff that we're talking about can cancel an election. I always ask the question, do you think we're going to see the next election?
It's crazy to think about, huh? How this is getting, right?
Yeah, more people are starting to pick up, because if the world is really flooding and all these places are being taken out, you had said when we started talking about this over 2 months ago, started finding all this crazy flooding and crazy catastrophes that we're not being told about on regular news.
Right.
Which I'm going to tell you, X is the number one news source in the world, because your news that you watch at home, like mom and pop, ain't going to see what we're talking about today.
It's yeah.
It is ramping up so bad right now. It ain't even funny. You know, it's not one or two stories every day. We can find, how many we find every day on that? I mean, these are people, people hate technology, but if we didn't have technology, we would not even know what is going on right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're going to black us out totally soon, and things are going to get bad. Don't forget to support the show, guys. That's like crucial, because I don't get any support from anyone else, and all these other guys are getting millions of dollars to tell you nothing and to lie to you and send shills on, you know, other programs and all this. Hey, anything else going on? For, you know, motocross was yesterday. They did the Ironman. I was going to talk about that a little bit maybe, but I don't know if I'll get into it. We got another caller. What's up? Who's this? Hey, who's this?
Hi, Shepherd. It's Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn. What's up? You're on with Kevin and me.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear the two of you. I was listening yesterday from the gym, and it got kind of topic heavy, and nobody could really get a word in edgewise, and I thought, okay, I'll just wait another day. But I'm kind of glad I did, because something very strange happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a person, I like the solar yard lights, you know, the Alaska, you know, when summers start kind of getting dark earlier and earlier. Or like it does the end of summer. So I like to have my little yard lights and kind of watch them come on. So it was around probably 10. It was getting close to 10. So it's pretty dusky and some of the lights are starting to pop on. We've got a really big front yard. And so it's kind of fun to just sit there and watch them. And so I start to see these dark birds. We have quite a few birds here as it is. But what was weird was these birds were kind of flying in a circle, and it was the same kind of bird. And, you know, every once in a while, I mean, they hit a front window or something in the daytime, usually not at night. But I didn't just see it once or not even twice, but I think this happened like four or five times. And I'm by myself and I'm thinking, this is really bizarre. And, of course, you know, when you follow some of this stuff, you're thinking, okay, you know, the 5G's messing with them, the earth, you know, all the magnetic stuff, the poles and whatnot. But that was strange. That was something very different that I'd never, ever witnessed before, just to see them. See this one kind of bird just flying in these weird circles. And it wasn't like they were after something. I don't think they feed that time of day. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, that is. That's strange. There's a lot of stuff like that going on. Bugs acting strange, birds. I can't think of what else. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like everything's just off the charts. Jocelyn, I mean, that's what it feels like to me. But then it's weird, because I feel like some people don't even notice these signs. But then again, like, they're not televising any of this stuff really, like, you know, in any kind of manner that's like consolidating all the information.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the reasons that I like listening in. I still kind of follow some of the clubhouse rooms. Some of them are a little, you know, cheesy, over the top, you know, just the usual characters. But what's neat is you can actually find out in real time what's happening where they live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously there's some intelligent people out there, but I just like to know, hey, what's it been doing over there? Anything, you know, strange or different going on? So you can actually get a real resident, you know, view, and it's not just the canned news, you know, it's a narrative. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a good way in real time just to talk to other people and find out politically and the weather and everything.
Yeah,
along those lines.
But. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good platform for that.
Yeah, it is. You know, it still has some merit, I guess. I'm getting a little more picky because you can waste a lot of time, and then you know the usual nonsense and the plants that are in there just trying to redirect and whatnot. But I'm kind of curious, what is your opinion about this political situation? And you sounded like you're a little negative about Kennedy.
Well, I just, I really don't
have faith in him. Or?
I really just don't think anything's real in politics to like most, for the most part, like it all just moves the same way. I bet, you know, they could promise whatever, and Trump will probably get some stuff done, but it's not like they're going to revamp and take all the poisons out of the food in America or anything.
No, of course not. I mean, this has been decades in the making, and there's just no way they can fix the water issues, you know, the crap they've been pumping into the skies and having the pilots spray us with, you know, daily. And I know some states have stepped up and they've outlawed that. They're not going to let them. I know Tennessee's one, and I forget what the other one is, but yeah, I'm hoping more states really take their power and kind of get on board with just saying no and not allowing it. You know, so, I mean, that would make some impact, obviously, the people that are trying to farm and grow things themselves. You know, if you can keep some of that poison, mm-hmm. you know, out as best you can. But yeah, you know what? I've been very apathetic, but I'm kind of looking at the options we have, which to me are zero.
Right.
I'm just kind of maybe going on faith and going to hope that between the two of them, they can, you know, at least secure the borders and, you know, get the economy kind of back in the right direction, because we're just like a big leaking sieve. All this money, you know, I saw that stat about the little bit that people get for Social Security, yet they're getting twice that amount just for being over here illegally, you know, getting all their wants and needs and happy wishes fulfilled. It's over $2,000 a month, and maybe more than that. I don't know.
Well, it's just like everything seems backwards, you know, like they don't take care of our own people, and they're giving money to all these other countries and, you know.
Well, I agree. You know, it's I don't know, it's kind of tragic, but I'm not just going to let myself fall to the wayside and get any real bad habits. I'm going to fight it, you know, mentally at least, and just try and stay informed. And, you know, you just have to have some good information coming in and kind of keep yourself strong, however you can. So anyway, that's kind of what I had. I don't want to take up too much time, but good show again. And it'll be interesting to see what rolls out this week.
Yeah, won't it? I mean, it's just one thing after another. And then they're hiding this weather thing. So we'll see what's going on with that too. You know, thanks for the call, Jocelyn.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a trip. Sometimes that phone kicks other people out. Sometimes it keeps them in. I don't know why it does that. It kicks Kevin out of there. I don't know why. I haven't figured that part out yet. I wish we could get the real call system back, but it's expensive. I guess I'm going to get out of here for Sunday. I'll be back on tomorrow, Monday. We're going to hit a new week, so we'll see what's going on. Don't forget to support the show for reals, guys. I don't even ever want to ask, but I definitely need more and more support for this month. You know, it's never enough, guys. And that's not no one's fault. It's just I'm so censored as a individual. I mean, they've got it to where I can't even embed my tweets on websites now. It's like fully censored from embedding and stuff. So it's really bizarre. So I have to embed the Squawk ones from the Squawk Twitter, because that one's not censored yet. you know, it's not totally made, you know, meddled with or whatever. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to the show. We'll get out of here. And I hope you have a good one. I'll leave you with a little Garth Brooks I did. I did the vocals just for fun.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on my windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's headed back for somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.